want to start reading at verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Lied to where he was. He killed him. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Thou art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear, because thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. The Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Brother Dominic, would you ask God to help me today? Amen. Give me about 20 or 25 minutes today. Let me preach to you. I want to preach a little bit on the marks of sin. The marks of sin. I read to you, of course, the Bible account of the very first son, or two sons born upon the face of the earth. One Cain, one Abel. Only two boys on the earth. And there we know the story of Cain rose up and slew his brother. All because God said to them, I want you to bring a sacrifice. And I want you to know the only sacrifice that God would accept was the blood of a lamb. The Bible said that Abel brought him his flock, a lamb, and he slew it and offered that blood to God. Cain went out and gathered of the fruits of his field. He was a man that tilled the earth, and he planted gardens, and he brought a big basket of fruit to God and thought that would appease God. But God said, no, I can't accept that, Cain. That's not going to work. Amen. We know that Romans said, without the shedding of blood is no remission. God was setting forth a standard, amen, the blood standard. Only by the blood of Jesus Christ can a man be saved. You look back at the Old Testament, the Bible said almost all things were purged by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And so God, way back in the Garden of Eden, amen, was setting the standard. It was going to take the blood of a goat, of a beast, to appease the wrath of God. And then, of course, in time, he sent his only begotten son, who went to the cross and gave that sinless blood. And by faith in the finished work of Calvary, you and I can be saved and cleansed by the blood of God. But here he is. He rejected God. He said, I'm gonna do it my way. And that's exactly why hell will be filled with millions of people who decided to do it their way. They wouldn't do it God's way. They wouldn't do it the Bible way. They said, I'm gonna do it my way. Well, let me tell you something, neighbor. There is only one door, and that door is Jesus. There's only one way, and Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Oh, hallelujah. You can't get to heaven by any other way than by the door, Jesus Christ. You can't get there by religion. You can't get there by joining this church. You can't get there by shaking my hand. You've got to go by the cross and there be touched by the nail-scarred hands and the shed blood of the Son of the Most High God. Can the church say amen? But here they are. And now Cain has slew his brother. And the Bible said the blood cried out from the ground. God said,
Cain? Didn't you know? He said, well, I know my brother. He said, listen. He said, you know his blood is crying out from the ground. Let me tell you something. There's the blood of millions are crying out against America. Even their doctors whose hands are dripping with blood tonight or today. And they're going to stand one day and the God of heaven's going to say the blood of the hundreds of babies that you have aborted are crying out against you. Oh yes, the blood. I said the blood of the aborted babies are going to cry out in the judgment against those bloodthirsty doctors. Amen. Oh yes. Hallelujah. The Bible talks in the book of Revelation. It talks about the blood of the martyrs, those that were slain for the testimony of Christ. And that blood is going to cry out in the judgment against those men that snuffed at their lives and stretched them on the racks and burned them in the fires. That blood is going to cry out in the day of God's judgment. Read it for yourself in the book of Revelation. Woo! The tears of the saints will pour out the wrath of God. One day, Sister Betty, God's going to say enough's enough. Oh my God. And when he rolls up the curtains and puts out the, and I feel like preaching, and he puts out the sign, closed for the night. My God, friend, he's going to pour the blood of the righteous saints out on the world that has rejected him. He's going to pour the blood of his wrath upon a world that had no time for Jesus, that had no time for the Son of God, who had no time for the Word of God. There's going to come a day when the blood is going to cry one more time. I gotta hurry. And here's a boy, and his brother's blood is crying, and God says, amen, amen. That's it, Cain. And Cain begins to cry, and he said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. He said, I'm a fugitive. Amen. God to him said, the earth's not going to yield any fruit. Yeah, there's no need to plant any more gardens. The blood of your brother's going to curse the ground. Amen. You're not going to grow any more crops. The earth will be cursed for your sake. Yes. And he begins to cry. He said, the earth, hey, I've become a fugitive in the earth. And he said, not only that, he said, I've become a fugitive from thy presence. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hear this, preacher man. Amen. If you live in sin, or you know that there are crimes that are more despicable than others. I'd hate to be the BK killer. Do you know of any city in America he could go and be welcomed in? No. His crime, the blood, the butcher. Just murderings that he did to those ladies, cries out against him. He's a fugitive on the earth. Nobody wants to welcome a BK killer into their city. And the mark of sin has, you know, sin has left its mark. But worse than that, listen. Oh, listen. Oh, God. Amen. The greatest tragedy of all is he said, I'm a fugitive from God. Oh, listen. If your friends despise you, if others will have nothing to do with you, oh, listen, if you can be loved of God, if you could hope that somewhere in the life to come, there'd be a place in the presence of God, regardless of how dark your prison, regardless of how black your sin, oh, God, if you could know that somewhere, amen, somewhere, when life was over, you could have a home in heaven and feel the presence of God, you could make it through. But to realize here's a man, he's a fugitive from God, he's a fugitive on the earth. Sin, I said sin, left its mark on him. The first mark of sin is a mark of separation. It's a mark of separation. You read here, and I'm going to hurry. He goes on, and the Bible said that when he left the Lord, he went down to the land of Nod. I looked up that land of Nod. Nod means the land of wanderings. Oh, God. He left from the presence of God. He went to the land of wanderings, wandering like a nomad, wandering with no hope, wandering with no peace, wandering with no friends, wandering with no joy, wandering with no life, wandering with no love, wandering with no hope in the life to come. Oh, listen to me, sinner friend. If you turn from God, you're going to the land of Nod, the land of wanderings, the land of bitterness, the land of brokenness, the land of tears, the land of heartaches. Oh yes, sin will separate you from God. Oh, yeah. We have the idea somehow that we can sin and get by. We have the idea somehow we can hold on to sin in the world in one hand and reach out and hold on to God with the other. But let this preacher tell you, sin will separate you from God. Amen. The writer said your sins have separated you from your God. I think of some of my preacher friends that have fallen. And I believe I could truthfully say that probably the greatest mark, the greatest, how shall I say it? The most awful thing that they face every day is that they are separated. That they are separated. They are separated from the family of God. They're separated from the friends of God. Those preachers, they're separated, Brother Scotty, from those brethren, those men, those camp meetings, those fellowships. They're in the land of Nod. They're wondering. Amen. One man said, as he cried, he said, I've lost it all. I've lost it all. I've lost it all. Why? Just for a few moments of sin. Just for a few moments of pleasure. And let me tell you something, neighbor, sin is going to separate you from God, from the touch of God, from the presence of God, from the hand of God, from the help of God, from the love of God. Sin, I said sin, will separate you from God. Hear the preacher, sin separates families. I said sin separates families. Oh God, how many mamas? I said, how many mamas? Oh God, how many mamas have gathered around the grave of a wayward son who died of an overdose of drugs, who died in a drunken wreck, and his life was snuffed out, and she gathered by the coffin. Amen. As she went to the land of no more, and she bowed her head and cried, son, I'll see you no more. Son, I'll never see you again, because mama is going to go to heaven. I'm going to tell you something, sin is going to bring the final separation. I said there's going to be a final separation. It's going to separate you from your loved ones, those that know God. There's going to come a separating day. God is going to give this church, and those who have refused to see God are going to be left behind in the land of wanderings. Oh God. Oh yeah. Listen to me. Sin will separate you from your friends. Oh yeah. I'm talking about your true friends, the children of God. Those that loved you, those that cared for you, those who tried to help you along the journey. I was some time ago, there was an individual was right on the threshold of going back on God. As I began to pray and I began to cry, God said, tell them it's not going to be like they think. It's not going to work out like they think. Hear this, preacher. You may have it all planned out. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to go here, and I'm not going to go that far. Hear me. Sin will separate you from your friends. Sin will separate you from God. Sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. You don't play with sin. It leaves a mark on you. I said it leaves a mark on you. The mark of separation. sin will separate you from your dreams and leave you with screams. Woo! I said sin will separate you from your dreams and leave you with screams. Oh my God, my God. As I look on these young men, these young women, you've got dreams. Some of you got dreams of marriage, dreams of homes, amen, dreams of life to come. But hear me, young man, hear me, young lady. If you play with sin, sin is going to leave you with screams. Sin is going to leave you with torment. Sin is going to leave you in a prison cell somewhere with a broken heart and a crying mom. Sin is going to bring you to the bottom. My God, you better get a hold of the hands of God this morning and let Him turn your sin-sickened life away. What, 8 years ago now, Sister Betty? How long has it been for your brothers? 8 years ago, sin separated Betty and her mother from two brothers that they love. Let me explain to you how it is. Let me tell you how we are. Let me tell you exactly how we all are. Someone's getting busted for drugs. Where they get 10 years, good for me, deserve it. But I'm going to tell you what. When you're the one that goes to the jail and you shake their hands and you look through and the mama, that's her boy. That's her boy. And sin separated. Sin sends him to Kentucky. Sin sends him out across the nation, West Virginia. Do you hear this, preacher man? I'm telling you, sin is a separator. My God, I feel all. I said, sin. Sin will separate you from your dreams and leave you with screams of torment. Leave you with screams of agony. Leave you on the bottom. My God, crying for a little mercy. Crying for a little help. Sin is a separator. Sin separates husbands and wives. Say, preacher, you don't know my case. You don't understand. I don't need to know your case. I don't care if it was you or your husband. It's all the same. Sin is the one. That's what brought the separation in your life. Sin is what sent your man after another woman. Sin is what sent your woman after another man. Lust and sin separated your family. My God, my God. Left the little innocent children begging for mama, begging for daddy. My God, somebody here needs to set up. I said somebody needs to wake up and realize the curse and the mark of sin on your life. Sin is a separator. Sin. Sin is what left Christine to raise two little girls by herself. Sin is what drug her husband down into drugs and drug him out across the country and just about killed him. It's that thing called sin. I said it's that thing called sin. And let me tell you, men, in this building something this morning, you don't play with sin. I said you don't play with sin. It'll run around and go in places and pick up magazines and run on the internet and watch filth. That garbage will get in your soul. That garbage will get in your heart. And though you sing and shout and run and dance, my God, it'll leave your wife, amen, and your little children crying. It'll leave your mama, daddy crying. And it'll leave you broken. It'll leave you torn. It'll leave you tormented. It'll leave you in a land of wanderings. My God, you'll be wondering. You'll be crying. You'll be saying, how? Oh, how did I get here? Because sin has separated you. Listen to me.
David cried, "My sin is ever before me." Sin leaves a mark of destruction. I said, sin leaves a mark of destruction. I'm sure you've seen in the papers. Some of you have watched on the television. You saw the devastation of Katrina as it blew through, buried Orleans in water, turned Biloxi into a wasteland. Are y'all still here? Huh? My God, left in its wake probably thousands of dead bodies. Old people crawling up in attics. And then the water finally rising above, they'll pick them out of the rubbish and debris with broken bodies. Do you hear me? It left 100,000 people without a home, without a job, without a place to go. And you say, oh God, that's horrible. And it is. I said it's horrible. But I know something worse than that. That some people don't see, it don't seem to bother them at all. And that's a thing called sin. You drive down to Charlestown and drive by the slots and the races. Amen. And thousands of people pour in there. And no one shakes their head and says, look at the waste. Look at the destruction. My God, as poor people go in there and take their paychecks and leave every dime and go home. Amen. To beat their wives and kick their children. As a wife cries, honey, we've got no food. Honey, they're going to kick us out of our house. Amen. But nobody dares to lift their voice and cry, it's destruction, it's sin, it's destroying. Nobody dares to lift their voice.
Hear me?
Woo. While they pack the Sheets and the Exxon and all our little convenience stores with beer caves, while thousands go in and out and take out their kegs of beers and their six packs of beer and their cases of beer. Amen. My God, if you was to stand at the door and cry destruction, 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 they'd haul you off in a paddy wagon and put you in a jail somewhere. But hear this, preacher man, alcohol, drugs, gambling will destroy many more this year than are lying in waste in Biloxi and New Orleans. Do you hear me? Sin will leave in its wake millions this year. Sin will leave a path of destruction, of broken homes, of broken lives, of broken dreams, of broken hearts, of broken families. My God, sin is destruction. It destroyed Noah's day. God covered it with water. It destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and left it in ashes for the very sin that America is embracing, the sin of homosexuality. That's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and left it an ash heap. Sin left a friend of mine and two other friends lying in a trailer in Jarrettstown, West Virginia, just a couple months ago. A man we all liked, a man by the name of Butch Powell, that came to our church, that prayed at our altars, that was touched by God. They found him dead in a trailer in Jarrettstown, an overdose of drugs or some bad drugs. And two more friends died, and his daughter-in-law almost died, and his wife almost died. Oh, God. I said, God have mercy. What was that, preacher? It was the destruction of sin. Woo! Sin and drugs and alcohol. It just about destroyed some of your brothers and sisters here. It's destroyed your mom and dad. It's destroyed your family. It's destroyed friends you know of. My God, when are we going to wake up and realize sin is destruction? The Bible said, can a man take fire into his bosom and not be burned? Huh?
Can you take some live coals out of your stove and grab them up and hold them in your bosom and not be burned? No, 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 no. And you cannot play with sin and it not burn you and scar you and mar you and mark you for the rest of your life.
I gotta hurry. It's destroying the youth of America. I said it's destroying the youth of America. Listen, it's sad. Listen. As they wander aimlessly in the malls in various forms, some are in gothic, they're dressed in black and their hair is dyed black and they've got beads and pearls and they're looking for something. They're trying to find something, but you're not going to find peace in serving the devil. Oh yeah. They cover their bodies with tattoos. They wipe their minds out with drugs. Amen. They live all kind of promiscuous lives. Oh, God. Do you hear me? Oh, boys and girls living worse than cats and dogs. No respect for themselves. No! My God, neighbor. And somewhere along the line, amen, many of them, probably before they ever reach 30, they'll find them somewhere on the trash heap of humanity, broken, torn, lost, their minds wiped out, their marriages broke, their homes lost. Oh God, I wish I could get America to turn to God, to turn to the Bible, to turn to Jesus, because sin destroys. I said sin will leave a mark of destruction. Oh, God. Sin, my friend, I'm going to hurry. Just give me a few more minutes. Sin will leave a mark of shame and disgrace. Huh? I said sin will leave a mark of shame and disgrace. When they haul you into jail, they take your picture, put the numbers on you. You stand before the judge and he sentences you to 3 years in the penitentiary, 6 months in the jail. You'll hang your head in shame. Your mama will cry, oh son, why? Oh daughter, why? Sin leaves a mark of shame and disgrace. Hear me, sir, hear me. Hear me in this building, hear me. Amen. You play around with sin. You fool around with the devil. Amen. Go places you shouldn't go. Do things you shouldn't do. Look at things you shouldn't look at. And one day it all comes out. Your head will hang. And you'll say, oh God, I wish I'd never done that. But you see, sin is like a thief who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And sin will leave your head hanging. Sin will leave you broken. Sin will bring you shame and disgrace. Leave a mark. You don't want to play with sin. I said you don't want to play with sin. You see, sin is like mire. And I've never been around quicksands, thank God. But they say, and this is what they say over in England especially, they have what they call the bogs. When the tide's out, you look across the beach. And they say it all looks the same. When you look at it, it just looks the same. But as that young person takes out a cross spot, having fun in the sand, and all of a sudden they hit that quicksand, and they find it sticking to them. They try to run to get out, but the more they try to run, the more they sink. And the harder they try, the further they go. It's to their knees, and then it's to their waist, and then it's to their chest, and then it's to their chin. They're crying, somebody help. And then they're gone. They're gone. And that's what sin will do to you. I said, that's what sin will do. Little by little. It'll pull you down. It'll pull you down. But I've got some good news that I'm going to close with. The psalmist David said in Psalm 42, he said, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, out of the quicksand. He has set my feet upon a rock. He hath established my going, and he hath put a new song in my heart, even a song of praise to my God. That's what it was with Sister Betty Lou Mills. Right here. She was going down, little by little,
Sin was taking her down. Drugs, alcohol, immorality. Little by little, she was going down and would have gone down and may have very well been lost this day. But a hand from out of nowhere gently slipped in mine. And I thank God he found me just in time. Whoa! And he took her out of the mire and he put her in the choir. And he put a new song in her heart. There's been a change in me. A change in me. I am not the one I used to be. Old things have passed away. Hallelujah. There's been a change. There's been a change in me. Amen. I don't know what 30 some years ago. Amen. Dominic P. Morano was sinking in the mire. Do you hear me? He was in the quicksand of drugs and alcohol. And he wandered into a place so like a teen challenge center sort of a thing. He was stoned. He was drugged out. He was wiped out of his mind. Oh, brother, but while he was sinking in. Let's stand this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your will. Thank you for your way. Oh, my God. Oh, I just didn't really have enough time to do it all justice. I think we got the message. I said, I think we've got the message. I don't think there's anyone here. I don't think there's anyone here that'll be honest, that wouldn't say that sin will leave a mark on your life. But what someone needs to do in this building today, listen to me, young man. Listen to me, young lady. You're on the wrong road. I said you're on the wrong road. You're running with the wrong crowd. The crowd you're running with is going down. You're going to go down with them. But I've got some good news for you. There's a hand reaching down from up above this morning. That says, I'll take you from the mire. And I'll put you in the choir. I'll put a new song in your heart. A song of praise. A song of worship. A song of joy. I felt this morning, and I don't know if I've had this message for probably a month now. This has been burning in my heart. I don't really believe, to be honest with you, altogether this was just for sinners here today. But I believe this is a warning. This is a warning to some of you sitting in this building this morning that are playing around with God. And you're doing things and you're touching things and you're handling things that are going to destroy you. You think you're going to play with sin and get by, but you're not. It's like quicksand. It's going to suck you on down. So I can handle one beer. One will lead to two, and two will lead to three, and three will lead to four, and four will lead to five. And after a while, I can handle a little bit of pornography. No, that will only increase your lust for more of it. You can't handle sin. Sin will handle you. Somebody is in this building need to pray this morning, or sin is going to leave you with your head hanging. And your heart broken and separated from your family or friends that you love so dear. Somebody in this building needs to pray this morning. All the heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Slip your hand up, preacher, pray for me. I'm that girl, I'm that boy, I'm that man, I'm that woman that needs a touch from God this morning. Preacher, the devil is trying to get me to turn back on God and do things I know I should not do. Pray for me today, Pastor, that I will stay true to God. I want to make it. I don't want the mark of sin on my life. Quickly, I'm counting to five. I'm going to shut her down. God's speaking to you. One, two, three. Thank you. Four. Anybody else want to lift your hand up? You're here. You're lost. You say, preacher, I don't know God. Preacher, I don't know God. I don't know anything about God, but I understand what you're talking about, sin. I understand what you're talking, preacher, about sin bringing you down. Preacher, I don't want to go down any further. Would you pray for me?
that I can meet the master. Is there another hand? Quickly, you'll slip it up and right back down. Pastor, would you pray for me? I realize I'm on a wrong road, and I'd like to make a U-turn and get on the right road this morning. I'd like for Jesus to touch my life quickly before I close. Slip your hand up, son. Slip your hand up, young lady. Slip it up and say, Pastor, pray for me. I need God. How about it, son? How about it, young lady? How about it, mom? How about it, dad, before I close? Slip it up and right back down. Preacher, pray for me. Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die in the quicksands of sin. Pray for me, preacher. My God, could there be one more hand? Thank you. Is there one more hand? Quickly, slip it up, preacher. Please pray for me. I don't want to die in the quicksands of sin. My God, there's two young men need to raise your hand right now. Preacher, pray for me. I feel like I'm slipping. Please pray for me. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Slip your hand up right now in the name of Jesus. My God, somebody pray with me. God, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Get ready to close. Son, won't you raise that hand? Preacher, pray for me. Young man, won't you raise that hand? Please pray for me. Preacher, please pray for me. Heavenly Father, five. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning. I've done my very best. Lord, I believe with all of my heart that you're speaking to lives. That you're speaking to hearts and you're speaking to souls.
As I wondered here and there.
Oh God, sin is wanting to take somebody to the land of Nod, the land of wanderings, the land of brokenness, of broken dreams and broken hearts, of broken homes, of broken health. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I know you're talking to others here today. I thank you, God, for those that raised their hand that were honest, that said, I need a touch from God. That said, preacher, I don't want to lose out with God. I want to go to heaven. I feel myself slipping. And I want God to touch me today and pull me out of the mire and put my feet on that solid rock and put a song in my heart once more. God, help these men and women to respond to this altar service. To come to this altar and see God for a touch. Oh God, fill this altar with men and women, boys and girls, crying out for the mercy of God, for strength to serve the Lord. All right, here's the deal. If you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I'm struggling. I'm battling. Sin's wanting to destroy me. But I want God to touch me this morning and lift me up out of the mire. Put my feet back on the rock. Put a song in my heart. I want you to get out of your seat right now and make your way to this altar. Come on, right now. I tell you, God is speaking to people. I know what I'm talking about. I tell you, God is talking. Who'll be first? Quickly. You'll just step out. Preacher, I need God to touch me. Come on. Who'll just step right out? God bless you. Who'll step out? God bless you. Who'll be next? God bless you. Who'll be next? I know, my God, you know sometimes when God deals with you. And then sometimes I know God is speaking. I know God's talking. There's others you need to get out of your seat right now and say, preacher, I'm struggling. I've got to make it. Come on, I want a lady. I want a man. I want some people to come and pray quickly. I want some of you ladies to come and pray with this young lady. Who else? Come on. These are not the only ones. Come on, young man. God's talking to you. You need to come on. Come on, sir. Come on. Let's come. Let's pray. Let's gather in. That's right. God bless you, Kim. That's right. That's right. God bless you. Bring that young man with you that God loves and cares. That's right. God bless you. You're making the right move. Let's find ourselves a place of prayer. If you're not praying for someone, then pray for yourself that God will help you.